I call to meeting, call to order the meeting.
Call to meeting.
Call myself to wake up. The select board meeting in Peru of August 5th, 2026 at 5:30. I think we should move the approval of minutes until another member is here who attended the meeting.
Here he is.
Any requests to change the agenda? Hey, Ben.
Hey, Ben.
Good afternoon.
Do you need to change the agenda
for tonight? Oh, Andy, I don't know. Should we change it? I don't see any reason
okay.
to, do you?
I don't have any reason to, so. All right, moving on. Public comment. There is no public here. Just the assistant clerk.
David Uniker is texting me and going, does it start at 5:30? Does it start at 6:30? I'm like, it's warned.
Yeah, it's warned. So, new business. We have two things. I believe road foreman Wayne Blanchard is coming today.
He's out.
He's what?
He's here.
Oh, he's here. Okay.
He's in his cool truck.
Great. How about this? Let's flip the town roads topics, the pair of them, that he'll have more to say on, and go to continuing business. Harry, are you okay to go right to the bids for the town website?
Absolutely.
Okay. And then this is recycled from last meeting. But Harriet's going to update us about that Silway stuff, so I just pulled the packet. Hey, Wayne.
Network or website first?
Catch your breath. We're going to do a little assistant clerk stuff. Let's do website first.
Okay.
That's this big old spreadsheet here.
After last week, I was leaning towards GovSites because they seemed the most likable as a company throughout the whole interview process, but I'm on revise for the whole 15-year projection. GovSites will not give me a clear answer of what the annual increase rate is, percentage-wise. That's why there's five lines there. I think looking at it over 15 years, revise uses proprietary coding. Lori, you're going to understand this way more than I will, but revising proprietary coding, GovSites and Civic Plus both use open source coding that, if that code is no longer maintained, your website is at least temporarily screwed. So Revise has confirmed with me that they are always maintaining their code.
So proprietary is good because they are in control. Is that your take?
I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Well, what is it today? What is?
GovSites currently uses.
So they both use proprietary?
No, just the top one uses proprietary.
Okay, these guys are
open source. Yeah.
They use open source.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is good because you actually open source.
You prefer open source?
Open source is good only if you plan on doing. With open source, you can you have the ability to do other things with it.
Okay. Like what?
Well, I don't know. Like if you ever wanted to add any functionality to it, or if there was something else that came out that needed to, you know, like if there was some other like app or something that you wanted to use that with the website. It's a lot easier if it's open source coding.
Okay. Even if Revise, I believe you.
So Revise is who we use today?
No, we use none of these.
Oh, okay.
Revise is a.
You guys chat right now.
As far as I can tell, it's.
Don't do it again.
A far more customized website than the other two. The other two are module template based. And they update their templates probably every 2 to 4 years, depending. I know that Civic Plus recently had a snafu in that they were using.
Are these Just out of curiosity, who is Londonderry using?
Revise.
Londonderry uses Revise.
Yeah.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
And I think because I am an employee there, I think we've been really pleased. I think it's worked really well for the town.
Yeah. I mean, our website, whether you like the functionality of it or not, that's good. If you don't like the look of it, that's who cares, because we get to change that.
Yeah. Well, I use both websites weekly, and the Revise website in Londonderry is preferable as somebody adding stuff to it and navigating it, I think. That's my 2 cents.
And they've had Revise for quite some time, haven't they?
Mm-mm.
About a year
at
this point.
What did they have?
It'll be a year this fall.
They didn't use who we use today, did they?
Mm-mm.
I don't think they had WordPress. I don't know.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Revise is also used by Wayne Hall, and to quote some people I've spoken to, not to its full potential, in that it's not a great representation. Their website is not a great representation of how Revise is. But also, Londonderry processes way more things, items than we ever will. In my conversation with GovPilot uses Joomla right now, and
hey Dave.
CivicPlus was using Joomla, and then Joomla was discontinued and no longer maintained, which this is just like the system that they use is no longer maintained, so the website crashed, and then they didn't offer a new platform for all of their Joomla clients.
I mean, the only there's no downside to either open source or not. It's just a matter of, if Revise, it's just proprietary software.
Right.
So you can't go in and cut, you have to work within the confines of their software.
Right.
Which is totally fine. I don't see the town of Peru getting into needing.
I think it might be better.
Yeah, I don't see the town of Peru ever getting into the place where you're going to customize your website to the point where you need somebody that's got the freedom of open source.
Okay.
Or, you know.
I agree. I think it's probably smarter to keep it less accessible. Just, you're less likely to break the website.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, it's, you know, I'm just looking at their website.
On the finance side, I mean, it's cheaper than the guaranteed Civic Plus, because Civic Plus has a 5% annual increase. It's a lot, provides a lot up front, but it is the cheapest annual and the most consistent annual.
Interesting.
They, of course, this is not legally binding, but their representative who I've been talking to, Sean, said that it has never been anything but a 4% annual increase in the history of their...
What are all the various setups?
Oh, they are... chunked out into, here's a, you are, oh my gosh.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, got it. Okay.
So it's each phase.
Oh, so it's each, yeah.
Each phase of launching it.
Yep,
creating
you have
it,
got it.
So the upfront is a chunk of change. and then GovSites, 1%, 2%, 3% annual increases are so unlikely. I think it's more likely to be a 4 or 5% increase, if not higher, and they haven't, I can't get a straight answer of what that percentage increase would be.
Right.
So,
you're never going to get that from anybody.
I know. I think, like, purely looking at the numbers, I think Revise makes the most sense in terms of it's stable over a 15-year period. And it's way more customizable in the front end of it.
Right.
That for being more expensive off the bat.
I mean, let's put it this way. If you went with something that was open source, you'd end up having to hire somebody to manage it for you.
Right.
So you might
Which they
use.
Would. So.
Yeah.
I know who I would pick. I have some anxiety about being the only person involved in that decision. However, I'm happy to make it if that is the preference.
Well, I think Ben said last time we met about this that he was looking for a recommendation. Weren't you, Ben? Yeah.
I mean, if this is well versed and thought out, and if you feel best about them, I think that's the way we should go.
The revise.
Cool. I recommend them.
Okay.
I hope that doesn't bite us in the future, but I don't think it
will. We know they offer a good product.
Yes.
And also, just for perspective, the 15-year estimate for this new website, including first-year setup, $69,261, is less than $50 off 1 year of road salt. And the contract we have here is within $50 of 15 years of website.
Do we know that in Revise, it has the functionality of, can you set up taking payments online, things like that?
I can answer that, yes. I mean,
you can?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. All
Lender uses ExpressPay, which is an external, it's a totally different contractor.
Okay.
Which is the same people that we use.
Yeah, but it's...
But they must interface. I mean, if they don't do it, then they must have some sort of an interface with another company.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
and I think.
But that's
I think if
smooth
it's
on that
of
website.
The base model, it is an additional bubble that you can add to it.
Is the plan not to move forward with doing an online payment?
We have online payment
now,
but we use ExpressPay, and I don't see a reason to move away from ExpressPay yet.
And then, it's just a hyperlink.
On our current website, it's the neon green button that says online payments.
Yeah.
Really atrocious, but it works.
Well, I will make a motion to authorize the assistant clerk of Peru to request all the contract materials from Revise for website design and setup.
Second.
That was very committed, Ben.
Any discussion further among the board? A vote on this motion? Aye.
Aye.
All right. It is passed. Good. Let's go. Harry, you want to keep the momentum going and talk about the Silloway adjustment to services?
So since we last spoke, there's been a $10 increase in materials. So the total, excluding sales tax, is $1,995.77, and that would be for an access point, some other things that I don't understand. I'm worried that you might have to use the translation, but essentially the ability for people who are not connected via Ethernet to be on one Wi-Fi to print, and also a public Wi-Fi, because currently we don't have a public Wi-Fi.
Do you charge people to print?
Yeah. Well, we charge people to make copies. So,
right.
Yes.
And then
Yeah. But nobody can roll in here and print.
No one can roll in here to print off of their computer. In theory, the vision is a public and private, and the private goes to people such as yourself who need to make copies for business, like board meetings, sanitary commission, etc.
Why did we talk about getting rid of that?
Yeah. I can't.
Okay.
I thought the discussion was immediately have something that solves the whole Wi-Fi situation.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care. So wait, where's the quote of what they're doing?
Do you want to There's an interactive one on my computer.
Yeah, we just haven't, I don't think we have a full bid yet for a replacement, right? Or a competing.
So is this work is just to be able to give a separate network for non-employees?
Non-employees and employees, we don't have our as far as I can tell, our Wi-Fi currently is default. Does that make sense?
Well, you have public Wi-Fi in here. I mean,
Are you on Peru hotspot?
I must be on.
Because
I mean, I don't know where that's coming from.
I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know what it is, and I keep getting a notification.
Peru hotspot.
I've gotten a notification over the past week that is this. Actually, if I turn my Wi-Fi and turn it back on.
So I'm on Peru hotspot. Oh, but then it's this network is misconfigured. Well, that's new.
Yes, it's new in the last week, couple of days.
But this is the Peru hotspot is managed by the town.
Silway has nothing to do with our Wi-Fi as of now. When I had a conversation with them a couple of months ago,
they just deal with your network.
Yeah, they had no clue what our Wi-Fi situation was.
So this Wi-Fi is probably coming off of.
It's just equipment from
Comcast. I mean, yeah. But you're also using Comcast for your phones and also for your computers.
Yeah, telephone and
we
internet.
Comcast? What was the garage? The garage is on something else.
That's
right?
On Fidium.
Okay.
Yeah.
So somehow your hotspot, you lost its configuration.
Yeah, that one is above my knowledge. I mean,
but they're going to use the existing internet to do this. They're not providing internet. They're not an ISP. So they're basically taking your
what you have.
They're just giving you the hardware
okay. That's
going to actually work. They're just giving you additional hardware to work off of your connection to be able to whatever separate it.
Yeah.
So there's some for work, and then there'll be something for the public.
Do you think I don't mean to move forward with this? I just don't understand it, so I wanted your opinion on it. Whether you think it is right move, wrong move.
No, I don't think it's the wrong. I mean, at the end of the day, it sounds like you're. So basically, your Wi-Fi is down right now.
Yeah. Well, not for the. I mean, yes, for. Not for our computers. Anything Ethernet works.
Although, it seems to.
You can.
Bypass that, and then you can get on.
Yeah. But it says August 11th.
I mean, all they're doing is getting you equipment and setting it up so you have a network.
Yeah,
which is fine, and that's fine. But this is still going to have to be fixed
okay. If
there is indeed an issue, because and I don't know, for whatever reason this. It let me bypass it. And you know what's weird? It says Peru hotspot. It's like somebody was... It now says Peru HOTSOPT.
Let me see. I mean, that's what it says on my computer currently. But if I run it on my monitor...
I don't recall it ever saying that.
Oh, no.
This may be a problem for another day.
That's fine.
Yeah, let's.
We can table the whole thing.
My comment on this is I thought we looked at the Silway invoices before, and we felt like we were overpaying for services we didn't need, and I thought we were also told that that was something that maybe Rhonda had set up in her tenure here. So my vote would be, you know, I mean, I want you guys to have whatever you need. So just like this, like if you come to us and you say, this is what we need, this is what we should do, like I think we're happy to approve it. In this case here, my comment would be, you know, like, are we comfortable with them? Do we want to keep the services they offer? And if we want this, you come back to us and say, you want this and need this, great, we'll get it. But
I mean, I have no frame of reference for why, how we set up Silhouette as our people, and I'm happy to look elsewhere. It's just going to take some time. So the whole public printing thing is not going to happen until I can get that sorted.
So you can bypass that. You can basically just click it, and then you get on the internet. I'm sort of with Ben.
It used to be called Hotspot.
What?
It did use
to I know. Somebody's mucked around with this or something. I don't know. We'll have to. I can log into your whatever. But I kind of agree with Ben. Like, is this, like, super critical?
No.
Oh. I think before we get them to do any more work, we might want to look to see what they're actually providing for us right now. I mean, I think they're kind of an insurance policy is what they are.
Why don't we table it? We've got the website approved. It sounds like we want a little bit more scrutiny on what we're buying from Silway, rather than
right. Didn't I?
Yeah, no.
Correctly, that we've kind of looked at these before and been like, do we?
Yeah, but I think the focus has been on getting the website bids dialed. So why don't we punt this to the 2nd August meeting?
Do we?
Does that sound, can we table this until then?
I'm fine.
Okay. All right, let's move back to town roads. Wayne, we've got the Cargill bid in front of us.
I don't think I would want to approve that yet. That's an awful high price, and usually we wait until they do the state bid.
Yeah.
And we get the same price. I have heard of nobody else. Other towns have got this, and they're tabling it and waiting.
Okay.
Because they figure probably what they're doing is trying to get a figure on how much salt they need to get so we don't run into the shortage problem again.
Yeah.
So if you sign up, that's $110 a ton.
Which is like a 30% increase.
Exactly.
Right?
I don't believe it's going to be that kind of increase.
Yeah.
After they go through all the process. This is way early. They usually don't have this price out until October.
Okay.
Somewhere around the beginning of October or so.
Just their price.
And the state puts it out to bid, so the lowest price comes in, they usually grab that.
And we should be able to get in on
it. We can get it if we want it, if it fits our...
Yeah.
So I think 30% is a little much from last year to this year. So I think I would hold off a little bit longer and see.
Happy to do that. Any objection to...
Is that 625? Is that...
There's nothing in there that says that if we don't hook up now, we can't do it later. So... I didn't read anything that said that.
And Ben's question about the tonnage, is this what we bought last year, or is this already reduced?
I don't know if that's what, I didn't keep an exact record of it, but we were probably less than, that's like 300 and something, right? And I think that's the...
625 was what they have here.
There's no way we did 625 last year, because we cut way back on salt and use it for the last month. So that's
where... That just says the estimated tons figure is an estimate of the total quantity of each product to be purchased by customer under the price quote letter. Customer is not obligated to purchase a minimum percentage.
Yeah. Oh, I was just assuming this was...
I think we usually put in like 300, 350 our average somewhere in there. And I'm going to add one or a little more, but we're going to be, if I'm correct, we're going to be sanding South Road instead of salting the portion. We're going to do the whole thing sanded, right? I guess So we're only going to be really salting the village and maybe a little ways up towards Mr. Uniger's house somewhere in there. And then we're going to go probably to sand on that, I'm assuming, is what we were talking about.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think we could, we should probably have a...
We should talk about it.
A fall meeting about road expectations, but I'm all in favor of going to more sand, less salt. I think it's...
The village we can't because people will track salt in, you'll pothole up so bad that... You got to salt the village and probably up a ways onto Hatton Pond Road, or otherwise it'd be a We'll see anyways, yeah. Okay. I hold off on that for now.
We'll do that. Wayne brought up with me the condition of Mad Tom Notch Road, and we're talking beyond, sort of out of town from where the residences are. So,
right, we plow to the big turnaround up there, and it's from there up, washed out pretty well. Did you end up driving up?
Yeah, and I know what you mean. There's that one shark fin that would take off an undercarriage over the top.
Is that from the rain?
Well, that was minor. I mean, you haven't been up. I did go up. I couldn't take it because it was those washouts, and I was afraid somebody was going to drop in them. So I graded, broke the cutting edge, but I got it patched up so it's
okay.
Passable again. Way better than it was,
yeah.
But we need some gravel out there.
Yeah.
And well, some rocks.
What I was going to say is, I drove it yesterday, and then I drove...
Oh, you did? So you've been up since I've graded.
Yeah. And with the exception of a couple of rocks that I think we probably want to pull because they stick up so far, it's actually comparable to Landgrove Road between here and Weston, which I drove this afternoon.
I spent 6 hours out there Friday.
Okay.
Back and forth, picking rocks and digging rocks.
And is our backhoe back in?
Yes, they fixed that Monday.
Oh, good. All right.
It was a parking brake sensor.
Okay.
That's cool. Kind of scary at 30 miles an hour, 28 or so, when the emergency brake kicks on.
Yeah. Do you have your football helmet on?
No.
No. Do you have an estimate on how much gravel you'd like to...
That's what I was trying to find. I mean, you just drove it. You think it's pretty good. Do we want to put a little bit... There's those three or four spots where it was a rock showing. And I couldn't fill it in enough with the gravel that I had.
Yeah.
So it's, I'm going to say maybe 100 yards out there, something like that. Maybe 50.
Yeah.
I mean, depends how aggressive you guys want to get with it. I mean, it gets a lot of traffic. The 6 hours I was out there, 5.5, 6 hours.
Yeah.
I bet I got 30 cars, it seemed.
Yeah.
Just constantly having to pull over, drive up, find a place, and back and forth. I mean, it does get a lot of use.
Yeah. And I think it's part
but
of
we
our...
Haven't, I know since I've been here, I'm going on 14 years or so, we've never put any gravel on it. I've dug some rocks. We had some major washouts one summer. We dumped, we had trucks haul in because it was you couldn't go up it.
Mm-hmm.
And dumped bank run in and then covered it with some gravel.
Are you going all the way up to the trail parking area?
But we really go past that. Down to the other gate is, and I haven't been, I've been down through, and there's rocks that stick up the side. I think that's the one you were talking
about. Yeah, there's one that, if you straddled it, it would tear an undercarriage.
Where I was headed the day the backhoe went, to dig that one out.
Yeah, okay. Well, I wanted to check whether the backhoe was back in commission, because...
Yeah, we've been ditching on the Beechwood Beach, because that washed on, trained on the edges, and so I ditched quarters of it.
All right. What what's David Chaves charging for?
26.
Okay.
Should be pretty close, I believe that's.
So we're looking at like somewhere between, 1,200 and $2,400.
Yeah, and we just had him bring 250 yards to the shop so we could finish up our culverts and have some extra gravel there. So that has already been. I don't think he paid for it yet because I don't even know if they. They're delivering it as they have an extra driver or time they bring over. So I don't think it's been paid for yet.
Okay. Well, my inclination.
Let's do it.
I think
it's a town
road. Cruise about recreating.
And then,
yeah.
Have you been working on putting that back on the map for a town road?
So you I have not. No, I've got some documents.
That's why we've always kind of neglected it to the point because it's not on our map. Is it really a town road?
Is it a state forest road or what is it technically?
Chuck did the research and I believe we bought it back in 1950 something for $1.
Oh, good deal.
It was a hell of a deal.
Yeah.
But we're not getting
hell of a deal, but you got
there's a portion of that we're not getting any money for it. So
you're losing money.
Do we need to authorize purchase of 100 yards of gravel?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
I'll get another 100 coming and we'll go out there. I'd like to fix it because there's so much traffic.
Yeah.
Get it a little bit better. I mean, I got it pretty good. I was.
Yeah, and you can do it all, you and Brian, in-house equipment.
Trucks. We'll just truck it up with the two trucks. We'll park the grader on the side. We'll dump. We'll okay. Spread. It, one day we should be done.
Okay. Well, let's. Do we hear a motion to?
Yeah, motion to buy some gravel for that's a notch.
All right. And are we going to say up to 100 yards? If that seems like the high end?
For that particular road. I mean,
for that, yeah.
My budget should be somewhere around 20,000, I think.
Yeah.
For gravel that I was going to have shaves delivered to the roads that were left off last year. And continue.
Okay.
I think that road.
So we can just roll this into that.
Right. It's
purchase.
In the same. Yeah. Take it out of my gravel budget. Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't think we don't need a distinct motion if you're going to be making a big purchase
right,
anyway.
When I get ready for the big one, will be to use up the funds that are in there, which yeah. will be like 600-700 yards. If they'll deliver and spread on the road, dump it, and then we'll grade it in. Yeah.
Okay. But I guess, well, let's, how about can we just modify the motion to yes, authorize maintenance that's maybe long overdue?
Yes.
Yes, you made that. Lori seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Great.
So is Ned Tom, is none of that is Peru Road? That's all listed on this as National Forest Road.
Well, it's like to, up to the, I think.
Well, Jeremy Howard looked into that.
The stuff beyond.
It's not on as a town road from the beginning, right from North Road.
Yeah, that's what this
all
is.
All the way out.
Right. V-Trans, I think those are supposed to be pretty accurate.
Yeah, I think we're something like 1.2 miles short.
Oh, because Charlie had it at 3 point something.
That's a fair bit of road, though. I mean, it's...
It is.
Yeah.
If you're not getting any of your funding on it, and we're maintaining it. I know I've ditched from the... I've ditched the whole road right from the Forest Service all the way down.
Yeah.
And we put gravel on the first section up through to the turnaround. Yeah. Probably.
And to your point, it gets a lot... I mean, in the winter, it gets a lot of traffic, too.
And it does.
Kids go up there and ski and all that, so... Be nice to have it.
And now you got Eastman with two more houses out there, and
we should charge
the other
him.
House
to...
just got built for camp.
Yeah, that.
So you're getting.
There's no camp. That thing's looking.
Well, it looks like a camp. Was.
Yeah.
He said he was building a camp.
It looks awesome. Cool. All right. Just can we go back to? I was waiting because Lori didn't attend the meeting, so I punted on the review and approval of minutes.
Okay.
Do you feel like?
Yeah, those were good.
You want to move that?
I'd like to motion to approve.
I will second and a vote on those.
Aye.
I don't know whether you want to vote on minutes for a meeting. You. We don't want to vote or abstain?
I'll abstain.
Okay.
I don't know what's in those minutes.
Yeah. It was a grand meeting. Biggest attendance since... Since town...
pie for everyone.
Yeah. Oh. And that espresso machine he set up, that was something, huh?
Beautiful.
No.
Almost took over the town.
All right. Well, we have the steps. So we've got two road items done, two of our three continuing business items. I just wanted to know what plan the board would like to formulate to continue with planning and public discussion of a Main Street traffic revision. And to that, I was thinking of asking for select board authorization to contact Mr. Lombardi, who owns the parsonage. I think it was Lucas Hughes who brought up the design complication of having that driveway access. And I think if it's not premature, I think talking with him about how that property relates to the Peru Church drive access that, you know, runs down the west side of the house.
And how that affects if you decide to make the road go through the triangle?
Well, yeah, because I think there are probably four... let's just say imaginable. I'm not saying any of them is more practical than the other, but maybe four ways onto that property around the west side would be the alternate one. There's the way that is currently the drive that's currently in use. Another would be a kind of an L shape, like from Hapgood Pond Road along the front of the house and then turning.
We'd have to change his access.
Yeah, it would change. But yeah, and then the other is up the east side of his property. And the question is whether that's wide enough between the neighbor's stone wall and his house that could be another possibility. But
do you know how many feet you need? Or is this theoretical?
This is theoretical. Okay. It's just like a car would fit in all those places. But I think...
this is for the church?
No, this is
for the parsonage house.
This is for the parsonage, okay. For the Lombardi property.
Yeah. Right, his driveway goes straight in between the church and his.
But at the meeting, Lucas brought up that is a complication to any design.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think there are people who are eager to imagine different possibilities, you know, to draft them and talk about pros and cons. But if we don't have some conversation with Lombardi, I just worry that we're going to make up something that we can't really act on.
Yeah, then let's talk to him.
Okay.
So in theory, he could say, I'm not moving my driveway.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
No, it's his driveway. I mean,
I don't know what our right is. We have to ride him somewhere.
I don't think he really has to move his driveway, does he? He can keep his existing driveway, and the road that goes by it now could continue. I thought there was a drawing...
Yeah, there should be a cut-through.
Cut-through. And he would just be extending his driveway.
Yeah, Lucas brought up that as far as sort of a creating a tranquil, like a place that people would... meet and, you know, sort of a green space, it might be unfortunate. I can't remember his wording for it, but to have in a new green space with landscaping, to have a car acts through the middle of it.
Right.
But maybe, you know, that might end up being the best, but I think we should look at some alternatives.
See if somebody has a better idea.
Yeah.
I think the on the other side of the house option is
I don't think viable. He can. There's a drain. He has a drain that comes out there. It's the cellar drain comes out on that other side by the stone wall.
And his barn opens. There's no way that he could get into his barn, coming from the other side.
From the other side.
It is a drive straight in. Yeah. But then you can't turn. There's space between the house and the barn, but it's not enough to navigate a car with...
Is this,
unless you're delicate.
Does this ultimately go to a town vote? The changes to the road?
Yeah.
Right. I think we'll have to research that as far as procedure goes. I don't know.
I think originally when they talked about it, when they had the drawing brought up, it was going to be the townspeople let them do a vote on it. But you'd have to go back through the minutes.
Yeah.
Because there was going to be, they had a couple of special meetings and like the townspeople, I think.
Yeah.
Which everybody was in agreement with it coming up with something because there's so many people about the speeding in this town.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was just, that was one thought that I had as far as, like, if we're going to have some planning. It seemed like bringing that.
My first question is this something, so I think we had a really nice meeting.
Yeah.
Wayne, you weren't there.
Yeah.
So there's a couple things I want to talk to you about, Wayne, but is this something that we as a select board are pushing, or do we potentially look for, like, in my opinion, I would love to see, I hate to say it, but like a committee formed.
Yeah.
You know, that we would authorize the committee to do things like go talk to the church, what do they want? Go talk to the parsonage, what do they want?
Yeah.
Go talk to, give them some money to engage with the engineer to put together, you know, a little bit more comprehensive plan that would, I think we need some excited, enthusiastic members of the community who will devote some time to this. I think what he put together, you know, the feeling, if I can sum up the feeling of the 20-some people in the room, the plan that was put together shows some promise, solves a few of our problems, but is not a comprehensive look. And I think if we got it to a vote, I think it'd be one of those things where there's enough like, well, it doesn't do this, or well, I don't like that. Or like to Lucas's point, well, we created some more green space, but now there's a driveway right down the middle of it. Like, it's not amazing. It's not a magic bullet. And the part for you, Wayne, that you should know sooner rather than later, those guys were talking about these speed humps.
Yep.
You know, and thought that they were the greatest thing ever, but I believe that there's some concern, you know, from the plowing standpoint of
if we had to keep them up for the winter,
how do we keep these
where
or do these?
We didn't put them back up.
No, these are what they propose is an actual like
it's called a table.
Table, speed yeah. table, yes.
Speed so table.
Hard to plow.
And
the,
yeah.
the old ones we have down at the old town garage.
Yeah.
They're wore out, they've been drove over so much they've flattened.
Oh.
Yeah. This is a permanent This is like an asphalt addition. Yeah.
It would be hard to.
But they were saying, I think there's maybe one down in Bennington or maybe one down in Mass. But it's like, before I'd feel comfortable, I'd want Wayne to go take a field trip down there and say.
I've seen them. There was one of our guys here in town who was looking into that. He lives up by Andy, up on the hill.
Oh, it goes like this table and went down.
He had looked into those, and one was building it up, and then there was one that was concave. And he said they angle it with kind of like the same angle as the plow goes, so we can go over it.
Mm.
But you have to slow down, that kind of thing. Yeah. But I can't remember where that one was. I know Manchester had the ones by the school that kind of dip in.
Yeah.
And they took out a few oil pans, some spoilers, some of that kind of stuff. So. That was a good idea.
As a builder, I would not be comfortable going with just the engineer's recommendation before we get
who's
going to plow them to
go visit
a few and sign off on them.
If you ever caught on one of those, and I don't know if you guys have ever seen pictures of a truck running a plow over, but it's horrible.
Yeah.
Kind of totals the truck, and it's not a good thing.
Well, yeah.
That's my I'd love to see some committee or some people get. I think this is something that there's enough momentum to warrant some further research, but not enough to say, I don't want to approve. Like, what was drawn is not ready for approval or town vote in my...
I agree with you completely.
A lot of the talk was that you could maybe start elsewhere, further outside of the village, in terms of people are pretty adamant about having some slow, there was interest in more than just the village, if not village.
For speed.
I think we could not contain the public to focus on
absolutely
what was on the drawing. Like, because there were so many other hot spots that, I feel like we agree with Ben that, the design that we saw is not—it's not complete. It doesn't seem to meet all the needs.
And that was only to deal with this end, not down here.
Right, but then that end came up, and speed out of town, heading north, came up. The North Road, Hapgood Pond Road intersection came up. You know, and that's one of the places that we've had plenty of testimony on. So
I think it's pretty good right now.
With the new,
holy shit! That's
even slowed bicycles down. Your husband almost wrecked it the first time he came out through there.
That's right.
He's like, what happened?
It's
more air than I've gotten.
It first. So I throw my carpet. I'm like, oh my god, this is.
They should be coming to do the apron parts.
Yeah,
hopefully
that'll
probably be when they do down here.
Yeah,
no, if that was it, we couldn't plow it. Our wings would catch on that.
Oh yeah, it's. Pretty big.
Yeah. He said something about coming back and doing those. It's all handwork, basically. So on a day that they could do it, so I got to call him and find out too.
Well, I'm hearing some kind of call for a committee to form. Definitely plowing perspective, and maybe some more research, but also bigger scope.
How do we get people to Is that, how do we warrant, get people to join a committee?
Well, three people stayed long after the last meeting, mm-hmm. and we're talking about committee work and a petition to get involvement. So that was Heather, Olivia, and our town clerk. Really, like, they had their heads together for another, 30 or 40 minutes after.
Yeah.
So I think if we have kind of an open call for people who want to start an ad hoc committee.
You just need to call Heather and tell her to
round
up some troops. I'm not questioning Olivia or Heather, but was it because they have an interest in changing at North Road?
Yeah, yeah.
So will they focus on here?
I think they're eager to see some things. I don't think it's self-service or trying to get the momentum over to their particular intersection. I think there's lots of people are concerned about speed
everywhere,
wherever they live, and that it's something that would address that in a number of ways seems to be the
interest. I also suspect that their intersection is a little bit more cut and dry in terms of, like, we already have that road there.
Yeah.
Right.
Really, all we would have to do is close down one section, and the two people who are there are already in full
agreement. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. But Wayne's brought up some, like, there are decisions to be made because there's sort of a summer question and a winter question. Yeah. So it's, yeah.
And big truck access, which we haven't talked about, like, if logging trucks go back there, construction trucks. So.
Plus, if I try turning that corner with the fire truck, you had to.
Yeah. Like, oh, you mean the one, the North Road?
The one closer
to the... I've stopped driving the Y part. I only do the T now, and I it's totally navigable, I think. It's just a different... I think we would want to do some trimming because the sight lines aren't as good.
Right.
But you also... You're a lot less likely just to... roll the sign and hope for the best.
Totally.
You know, which is, I think, what's going on at the Rukoffs.
That's what David does all the time.
Just hot rodding through there. So.
Yeah. All right, let's get public.
Okay.
Public, let's go.
Yeah. I'm not in any rush to contact Lombardi. I just think that
should definitely be, I wouldn't want to. So one thing I think we as a board should be ready to do is authorize some additional spending to engage an engineer designer, but we really don't want to do that until we don't want to tell them to go design something.
Well,
that
no, the church and I don't think the select board should be, I don't think we should be directing this anyway. So, like, I agree. Let's not authorize any spending until.
But we are willing to do that.
I think that
we understand this is we're not asking you to form a committee and then be handcuffed. Like,
No.
We want this committee to form and, you know. Do some research and love to have something that we can put in front of people that gets some momentum. And I think what happened with that drawing, what was that? Was that 3 years ago? 2 years ago?
That was quite a while ago.
It was January of 23.
23.
Just close the whole town down.
So it was just...
be private... private property.
Well, it just that kind of died.
Just
it was
like
it's
with
okay.
bollards
yeah.
and a membership card.
You have to be a member.
Yeah.
That would eliminate some of the problems, wouldn't it?
It would.
Yes, it would.
It sure would.
Speaking of which, I have a really loose question. For the forming of committees, do committee members, is there any stipulation that a committee member must be a full-time or part-time resident of the town? Great.
I came up to look at the view.
What was the question?
If committee members, if there's a stipulation that committee members have to be a full-time or part-time resident
of
the town.
Well, I should say it's my wife's.
I don't think it's going to have any bearing. I'm just curious if you guys had an answer.
If they have a tie to the town, I'm happy to have them on the committee.
Yeah, right, exactly.
If they have the town's best interest at heart.
I think that's a good qualification right there.
Yeah.
Taxes don't even begin to cut it for me. That is not a sign of public interest at all. That's just a legal obligation.
That's it. It is a legal obligation.
So, Any other business? I think we, after the meeting, we can do a little bit of agenda planning for last time, or for next time, rather. Okay. But other business? Any select board? We got anything?
Do you guys have, David, did you want to say anything, or are you just here to say hi? I do have another business question.
What's that?
The tax bills came out.
Yeah.
And I had talked to Cheryl the day before they came out. And I had asked her, and maybe she didn't, but I didn't follow up. But I don't know if you're new to the select board, but historically I would field a few questions from townsfolks once taxes came out about the adjustment or changes, the millage rate and whatnot. Has she gotten any? She said what she was going to do was put together a little sheet just kind of showing what it was before, what the new one was, as we would get some questions.
I don't know anything about that. I was here the day we were stuffing envelopes and sending them out.
Okay.
Harriet, do you know anything about something like a
don't believe
Q&A
that
card?
That exists as of yet.
Okay.
I think that Cheryl and I have been serving as the Q&A card via telephone call for Tuesday.
Yeah.
Have
you gotten
a
fair number?
Holy cow, there were so many phone calls on Tuesday. I couldn't put 20 minutes together. We had some people here before we got here ready to pay their tax bills, which was...
That's good.
Yeah.
Not complain or just pay and complain or just pay?
I don't know. I don't know if that a physical product exists yet. I can talk to her about it tomorrow and see if that's still a thing.
Right.
And then you guys want copies of that in case...
Yeah, I mean, historically, people will come like, hey, oh, you're on the select board. I just got my tax bill. I have a question. I'd like to be armed with information to answer it. And then the other second thing that I think one of the big differences this year versus last year was that we put a lot less of the surplus towards the taxes. So I believe, and don't quote me on this, but I believe the sheet that I saw that she had was like something like Chuck allocated like $300,000 of surplus to the taxes. So that was $300,000 less that the town had to raise from the taxpayers. And then this year we only allocated $100,000, which I think was Alex's doing.
We did allocate $100,000,
which is less than what it was
$300,000 the year
which
before.
Which means everybody.
So there was one year where everyone got like, oh, the town had to raise $200,000 less of like
right.
a
$800,000
or $900,000 budget, which is pretty substantial.
Yeah.
And so I think whenever I wasn't really paying attention to that, to be honest with you.
Was there a reason? Was the $300,000 an anomaly?
Well, that's what I don't know, and I wish I did know because that's one of the things.
Right, because someone will come back.
Why don't you ask?
Stop
in and ask Cheryl. What's the history of the surplus?
Or how do we decide how to do that? Right, you're going to have to put together the budget, or we're going to have to put together.
Lori's going
to
do that.
Lori's going to do
that. Yep.
Okay.
So Lori's
going
to do that.
Did you know that you were
going
to do that?
I
was just hoping to sort of slide it under the door and have her nod her head.
I've got your template ready for you.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things like people got their tax bill and this was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, we had a $800,000 budget and $350,000 was paid by the surplus.
Exactly.
And now our budget went up to close to $1 million and
only
put
$100,000
to the surplus.
Yeah.
How much?
And everyone is in fire.
And what was the surplus? If we only took $100,000, do we know the surplus?
I don't even know what the surplus, I don't know what the balance is or.
I might be able to figure that out.
I mean, I'm wondering if the reason being was there some other use for the surplus, and that's why Alex said it's going to be $100,000.
I mean, I'm relatively, pretty darn new to this, but I understood that the appraisers, not the appraisers, what's the group, Harriet, the
auditors.
The auditor committee essentially give like some budget parameters. Like, I don't think that Alex did more than
do what they
a little adjustment, but not
right.
I mean,
so the auditors are the ones.
We had a little discussion about how much to continue to sock away for future fire equipment, but
right.
I don't It's not like we started with a blank slate.
Right. I think that was a one time we had ended up like the surplus had kept growing and growing.
Right. So
and Chuck's
just,
like, we're just going to throw this into the tax bill.
Right.
But I don't think that was a well-known thing. Like we should have made an announcement like, hey everyone, your tax bill this year is going to be really low.
Yeah.
One time only.
Yeah. This is like a one time thing. Don't get used to this.
Yeah. There you go.
By the way, your taxes are going up. Yeah. Your assessed value is going up.
Yeah. But also, you know, we've gotten more than that in road grants in the last year. So
and
that doesn't need, you know.
Say hello to local option tax.
Yeah.
That way it's in.
That's
Is
right.
Is that into effect then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the first one kicked in July 1. That's the.
Because I filled my, for my business, I did it and I called the state because I weren't sure if I had to pay the other 1%, and they said no.
Well, it's coming in the next quarter. So the,
okay, so the next quarter.
Yeah, the first one started.
You're just really on top of
it. Yeah. What we passed in March took effect July 1. What we passed in May will start on October 1. So you should be getting an alert about that in the mail. Like everybody who has what could be a lodging establishment, like Wild Wings got one. Not that they have lodging, but you know, they got the mailing.
Sales on parks itself.
Yeah, no,
I can't stay there if I'm getting my car working. That's lodging.
Yeah, they got a pool too. I see. You know,
do you don't know that? For every night he has your car, you get the suite.
Go swimming and
yeah.
Spend the night.
One of the town's great ponds is there.
Yeah, that would work great. You get charged for it all.
Please, though. Swim trunks, okay?
Yes.
You can get some body work a little further up the road.
All right.
What else you got there?
I can mow your lawn.
Do we get breakfast? Is there a breakfast?
Just great right. Auto.
So I will talk to Cheryl at some point in time, and then I'll disperse that information just as
all right.
General knowledge.
I would entertain a motion to adjourn so that we may...
I'd like to second
go over
that.
All right. A vote on.
Do we need to do? Sorry, you put this in here.
The monument.
This thing.
Do What's that?
Anything about this? Yeah, this is for the fire marshal.
We already did that. Yeah, we did that. All right. Just a vote to adjourn.
Yes.
All right. So adjourn at 6:27. Ben, Andy, second.
I'll meet with you and show me what you'd like.
Yeah, I don't think that makes Chuck happy.